poem was, always is, one. Trucks and columns came down roads flying flags. Big flags circled fields where they gathered. The flags made the air into metal. Two. They knew the doors to hammer. They carried lists, but knew before the lists. They asked no questions. The plumber who flew the flags, a salesman, the teacher, lector, manager, and a lineup of sullen sons and daughters. Take 1 hour because we know you. Then shot the dog or cat to prove their weight. Three. They never knew they could become things so seamlessly by walking away. A walking that became a kind of dragging the legs, a weight behind the head that coughed. Sometimes blood pain ratcheting up from feet blistered, aching as if bastinadoed. They became things thickened with coats, carrying garbage bags, holding the hands of children whose faces had gone numb. Four. Sheltered in hoodies, baseball caps, pom-pommed knits, stumbling off into any cover when the burning of their bowels came as sudden as the heat from a slap. They walk away from home, no longer home, like movie creatures who must move since rest is no longer their right. They stay close to the night fires, cell phones not quite dead, a simmering blue glow shining onto intent faces. Five. Before there were too many, before they fled, firemen flew drones above the cul-de-sacs where homes clustered, and they shot streams into the void spaces, the open geometries, where the fire pulsed like waves rushing ashore, blowing windows onto the scrub which had been lawn. Stacks of smoke a mile wide rose for days, but in darkness, the green flame's flare remained beautiful until all of it ate itself and the ruin folded into its crater. Six. The thick columns staggered east, pulling garden carts, shifting packs, children slung in their arms. Few spoke. Pickup trucks hauling fighters west, dodging suitcases and boxes as best they could, scattered the lines into fields. A shifting, wailing followed them. One woman walking west, knocking into people, made sounds like names. A few riders on horseback kept their distance from the road. Seven. The flow is everything. They belong nowhere except the flow away, this exodus. Move on. They walk into rumors in rain, in mud, in stench. Drones zip line the long body of the flow. Move on. They have acid for blood. They pass a body on a rope, on a pylon. Bodies broken, entangled on the verge. Move on. Their teeth grow sharper and flicker in darkness. Beware of their children. They can climb anything. A tent and white bread sandwiches, water and apple, men wearing armbands, holding guns. Move on. They become faceless in the disease they see in the eyes of the men. Move on. Move on. Move on. Eight. Behind them, explosions, a red glow. It is dangerous by the river. A mile to the other shore or more, and gray and cold. Predators scatter along the edges of the flow, practiced eyes watching for children wandering, the young alone. Gunshots in the streets that straggle down to the river. Silence lurches back from quickly smothered cries. The flow splinters at the bridge. They demand ID, for they may not be the other. No, they mean the other who may not cross over, who may not come in. In single drops, in rivulets, and thick streams, they stumble down steep road banks and flow toward the river. A riffraff of boats wait to ferry those who will pay the toll of painkillers or coffee, vitamins, batteries, soap, sex. Bodies roll face down in the shallows. 10. They remember how light came in the big windows and their gardens could soothe them. Believers stayed who said, "This place is stronger than blood." They live in grids of squares of nameless streets they name with homemade signs, in tents, containers, trailers, dust. Mud in a park, was a park, old farm, flatland. The diesel engines run a few hours each day. Lines beckon crowds. They say there are oranges, real books. Lines for showers, lines for toilets. There is so much time. They sell their skills in sewing, repairs, jury rigging hookups. There are singers, there are schools, there are gardens. They say there is work in the north. They say it is worse there. They say it is worse in the west. Water giving out, rivers drunk dry, militias playing out what they had wished for. They say we might go back, never go back. They will show you their keys and turn their screens to reveal their homes gutted, their homes repainted. They say, "This is home, never home." Babies are born. There is so much time. The young disappear for days, scavenging, returning, not returning. There is sadness in faces who cannot resist or sleep, who go alone with a knife, shard of glass, round lid of a can. There are fights and those who say peace. They say they must bury them quickly. There is so much time. They say belong. They say go. They dream of flying inside contrails. They dream of skimming the surface of the waters. 11. Long after. We could see the lift of arrows, makeshift things, the cluster falling apart like starlings scattered by a hawk. This was the end of it. The square of house demoed rubble, makeshift cheval de frise breached, figures climbing in the smoke. In the hills, we heard a din and crack of metal, shouts waning on the wind that carried them. The fires burned for a few days before the autumn rains began. With the last of the stragglers' lines weaving vaguely south, we left at dusk to come down and see. An hour before dawn, we entered what was left, masked, silent. We knew where to look. There are always crows and flies. We told them not to gather. Too many attracts trouble, we said. Go up high, shield fires, live small, keep watch, move fast, we said. Still, We missed their laughter and those we knew by name, the way their stories sounded. But winter is coming, the long rains. There is much to do.